This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Pinchas, we read in the very beginning of the 3 weeks. Let's try to understand, what is the hashgacha that Parshas Pinchas should be the first parsha that we read during the 3 weeks? The Oiv Yisrael, the Abda Rav, he points out that this week's parsha has all of the Yavim Tovim. But Chazal intentionally orchestrated that we should read about the Yomim Tovim in the beginning of the 3 weeks, Beruach HaKodesh. Because, says the Oy of Yisrael, the 21 days from Shiva Asur B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av are the Shoyresh, the Makar Kedusha for all the Yomim Tovim. Because there are 21 days of Yom Tov during the year. Shabbos, 1, Rosh Chodesh, 2. The 7 days of Pesach is 9. Shavuos, 10. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 12. Yom Kippur, 13. 8 days of Sukkot, 21. The siman is Ach Toiv Li Yisrael. And the source of Kedusha of these 21 days of Yom Tov are the 21 days of the Bein Hametzarim. This takes on new meaning in light of what we learned in the past, that the Chidah brings that originally these Yomim Tovim were scattered over Tammuz, Av, and Elul, and they were then dispersed because of the Chet HaEgel. But be it as it may, there are 21 days of Yom Tov during the year, and they are rooted in the 21 days of the Bein Hametzarim. The truth is, says the Oiv Yisrael, the 21 days of the Bein Hametzarim are really Yomim Tovim Gedolim. But Ba'avonoseinu HaRabim, we're not worthy of it, and its goodness is still hid within it. B'mher v'yamin, we will be zoicha to see the great revelation of Yom Tov of these 21 days. And then we will understand the tremendous Kedusha and Simcha of the 21 days of the Bein HaMetzarim. And at the root of all of them is Tisha B'Av, will be a Moyed Yoyser Gadol. My friend, Reb Rafal Ansel, once shared with me from the Regina Rebbe, that if you look in the end of Pinchas, by the Ol Yomim Tovim, we have the Parsha of Shabbos, we have Rosh Chodesh, and then between Rosh Chodesh and Pesach, Samach, and then between Pesach and Shavuos, Samach, and between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Samach. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, Samach. All the Yomim Tovim are separated by a Samach. It is closed. Between Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, Samach. But there's a pay. Between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, there's a pay. It's a Parsha Psucha. It's open. Why is it open? Is something going to be placed there? Yes, yeah, something will be placed there. Tisha B'Av will be placed there. La'asalavai Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tov. And therefore the Torah has an opening to be able to insert the great Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av. The Bnei Yisachar adds another reason why we read Parshas Pinchas during the 3 weeks. He points out that in a regular year, Chukas and Balak are separate, Matas and Maaseh are attached. Why don't we do the opposite? Why don't we make Chukas and Balak together and Matas and Maaseh separate? He says we try our best to do whatever we can to read these parshiyos during the Bein HaMetzarim, Matas Maaseh, which talks about the distribution of Eretz Yisrael, and Pinchas also talks about the distribution of Eretz Yisrael. La Eila Techalek Es HaAretz. So therefore we want to read about the distribution of Eretz Yisrael during this time of the year when we're mourning the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. The Shvilei Pinchas, Harav Pinchas Friedman Shlita, in Likutei Ma'amarim, he brings another amazing reason why we read Parshas Pinchas in the 3 weeks. And he says it's obvious. Pinchas is Eliyahu. And the Targum says on Hineni Noisen Leis Brisi Shalom, Ha'ana Gazar Le Yas Kayam Ashlam. I decree upon you, you will live forever. V'avidne malach kayim v'chila alma. You will be an angel for eternity. L'mevasra gulasa b'sof yamaya. To herald the redemption in the end of days. So, since Pinchas is vouchsafed that he will be the one who is Mevaser the Geula. Therefore, it is this time of the year when we're mourning the Churban Beis HaMikdash and we're yearning and awaiting the Geula that we read about Pinchas given the great job of Hinani Noisin Laesbrisi Shalom to be Mevaser the Geula. So we read about the Yomim Tovim because the source of all the Yom Tovim is the 3 weeks, says the Oyev Yisrael. We read about the distribution of Eretz Yisrael, says the Bnei Yisachar, because this is the time of the year we're mourning the Churban Haaretz. And the Shvilei Pinchas added, we read about Eliyahu because we're awaiting Eliyahu being Mevaser the Geula. Let's make one humble addition. This is a very important idea that occurred to me this year. Rashi points out in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Samach Dalet, Uve'ela loy hoya ish mi pekudei Moshe v'Aaron HaKohen asher paktu es bnei Yisrael b'midbar Sinai. That the following people were counted. However, among these people, you did not have a person who is going to make it into the land of Israel. Of all the people who were counted, none of them made it into the land of Israel. But says Rashi, but what about the women? Only the men didn't make it into the land of Israel. But the women, there was no gzeira of the meraglim. It's interesting. We know that the women were not subject to the Chet HaEgal. They were also not subject to the Chet HaMeraglim. Why not? Lefi shehin hoyu mechavevois asa'aretz. They loved Eretz Yisrael. The men said, nitna roish v'nashuva mitzrayma. But the women said, tina lanu achuza. Therefore, we juxtapose the parsha, the b'nai slavchad, to here. In other words, why are we juxtaposing the parsha, the b'nai slavchad, to the distribution and the counting of the men? The answer is, to these people, they were given Eretz Yisrael, but they didn't actually make it in. But the women did, because the women were Mechabi v'Sa'aretz. Ah, they're Mechabi v'Sa'aretz, so we bring the parsha of Tzlafchad, we juxtapose the parsha of Tzlafchad, because these women were also Mechavevois v'Sa'aretz. So we see the theme of loving Eretz Yisrael is a dominant theme, and that is why it is juxtaposed to the distribution of the land. Furthermore, Rashi points out to Psukim later, Vatikravna b'noi Slavchad ben Chefer ben Gilad ben Machir ben Menashe, Lemishbechais Menashe ben Yosef. Why does it have to say again, Lemishbechais Menashe ben Yosef? It already said, ben Menashe. Says Rashi, it's to teach you, Yosef chibev es ha'aretz. Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael. How did Yosef love Eretz Yisrael? Because he says, if I can't live there, at least v'ha'alisem es atzmo yisai, at least bring my bones up there. And therefore his daughters, the B'nai Slavcha, they loved Eretz Yisrael. They said, Tina lanu achuza. This theme of Chibuv es ha'aretz is extremely fundamental to this time of the year and the 3 weeks. Because we know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because Klal Yisrael cried, B'chiya shel chinam, a empty cry. The Maharal explains this shows to be able to cry over Eretz Yisrael means that this was not the land of their destiny, that they were not attached to the land. However, one might say, okay, that's what the Jewish people did well back in the time of the Midbar. But nowadays, we're not still subject to that sin. The Nesivos writes in his commentary to Eicha, V'dimasa alecheya, and her tear is still on her cheek. The tear of the Meraglim is still on our cheek, which means we too are crying over Eretz Yisrael. We too are not attached to the land. We too do not have the proper love for Eretz Yisrael. We are just as guilty of the sin of the Meraglim as they were. That's what it means. Bachai sivka balayla. Yes, they cried at that night, an empty cry, but v'dimasa alecheya, the tear is still on our cheek. We're still crying that cry. We still don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Hashem reminds us in the beginning of the 3 weeks, Parshas Pinchas, that of the great midah of Mechavevois es ha'aretz, that's why the B'nai Slavchad were zoichet to a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. It says Rashi, that's why even though it says Ben Menashe, it says Menashe Ben Yosef, to link the B'nai Slavchad to their illustrious great-grandfather Yosef. Yosef was Mechavevois es ha'aretz, therefore Benoisav Chivavu es ha'aretz. And this is an important attitude that we need to acquire during this time of the year. So we have five amazing connections between Parshas Pinchas and the 3 weeks. The 21 Yamim Tovim, says the Ohev Yisrael. Number two, the fact that there's an opening between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, indicating the entrance of Tisha B'Av, says the Reziner. Number three, the B'nai Yisachar says we have the subject of distributing Eretz Yisrael. Number four, the Shvilei Pinchas teaches, we read about Eliyahu and his promise that he will ultimately be Mevaser the Geula. And number five, we read about the great Midah of Chibo Vesa'aretz, which that will be the Tikkun for the Dimasa Alecheya, and we should all be Zoicha to acquire the Midah of Mechavavoy Sesa'aretz, to wipe off that tear, to be Zoicha to see the 21 days of Bein HaMetzarim illuminate and it become apparent that they are the source of all the Yavim Tovim of Klal Yisrael. Ach Tov Li Yisrael, we should be Zoicha to the Chalukas Ha'aretz and the return to Eretz Yisrael. V'binyam Beis HaMikdash, v'vias Goel Tzedek, v'mher v'yameinu, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.